It is International Women's Day on Monday, March 8th, so I thought it was only timely that we have a chat with bias specialist Bron Williams. How are you, Bron?
I'm excellent this morning, Jared. Thank you.
Not a drama at all. Thank you so much for having a chat. Now, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, they found a bit of an alarming trend in the workplace during the COVID-19 pandemic that women who hold degrees were made redundant at a higher rate than the same qualified male counterparts. Pretty alarming.
It's very alarming. And, you know, we think back to the 1950s when women had to leave the workforce when they get married. We think we've made a lot of progress in 70 years. But one thing I've noticed about the pandemic is that it's allowed a lot of our biases towards perhaps traditional ways of thinking to re-emerge. And I think this data is showing just that, that there's still a mindset, unconsciously, that men are the breadwinners and women are like, do the subsidiary or secondary job in a household.
Yeah, and you mentioned that because then when women did return to the workforce, sort of as the pandemic cleared up, they went back to sort of less qualified positions, a lot of them.
That's right. There's been studies in the United States where women during this pandemic time not only got laid off sooner than men, and that certainly has played itself out here in Australia as well, but when they've actually been thinking that they won't even return to the workforce because of a variety of issues around not being able to get back into jobs for which they're suitably qualified, or just to get a job to provide job security. And it seems that there's a real discrepancy between how men and women are returning to the workforce.
Do you think workplace with the gender quotas, what do you think about that? Is that a fix for this, or that just sets its own sort of contrasting issues as well?
Yes, certainly. I like the way you've used the words contrasting issues, because it does open up a whole lot of other issues. I understand that, like, gender quotas can be a great thing in a workplace. I think what is better to aim for is gender parity. So you're really focusing on how can we have numbers of men and women right across the board, whether it's in management or in different areas of the workforce. And to do that, it's not just about employing more women, it's about enabling women to work with the constraints. Like one of the other pieces of research that came out of the pandemic was that, you know, with everybody working from home, the domestic duties weren't shared 50-50. Women were still doing the majority of the work, so they were working from home and doing more domestic duties. So the fact that women actually are putting in a whole lot more hours for their work day, we actually need to not compensate women, but allow, support women in different ways in the workforce, acknowledging that at this stage they're still doing a whole lot more work.
Yeah.
And that flows over then into how they progress in the workforce, in the workplace.
What changes would you like to see? I know that that's sort of crystal ball stuff, but if there was one thing that someone could change to make this better for all of us, what would be the main thing that you would like to sort of see change?
Yeah, I think, and this is a huge thing, so this is crystal ball on steroids. I would like to see different pathways developed for promotion and progression in the workplace. Like the existing pathways for promotion are ones that men have followed, and that's completely normal and natural because men have been in the workplace, in business, for millennia. However, you know, the studies around, you know, how much extra work women do at home, also the fact that, hello, we are still the ones who bear the children, and that takes us out of the workforce for a time, to have a different type of pathway one of the things I used to say to my sons was that fair doesn't mean equal. So if we can develop fair pathways for men and women so that both can progress, that the extra work that women do out of the workforce, or the things that the skills that they develop by mothering, and there are a huge number of skills that women develop just through the process of managing a household, raising children, if those things are recognised as transferable skills. And so that there are different pathways for men and women to progress. That will help the gender quotas and diversity in the workplace.
Bron Williams, the bias specialist. Thank you so much for the chat. Always a fascinating topic. Thank you. And have a fantastic Women's Day on Monday.
Thanks, Jared. I certainly shall.
7:49. This is 92.9.